You're listening to Morning Edition here on WBIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices, here with Bob Ide from Fox 56.
How are you today?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm busy as heck.
Yes.
Busy as... There's a lot going on, a lot to get to. How long do we have today?
7.5 minutes,
Well,
sir.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? It's spring, and we're going to start with baseball because today is the opening day for the Rail Riders, but they are in Buffalo, correct?
They are in Buffalo and Rochester. Who makes that schedule?
Right.
Buffalo and Rochester, 30 degrees, but sunny.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're a baseball player coming from spring training in Florida or Arizona.
Right.
You're going to bundle up that day.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rail Riders are back. They held a workout, a couple workouts at the stadium, but boy, what a loaded team that they have this year.
Yeah. So you talked to Coach Shelly Duncan on Wednesday, right?
I did talk to Coach Shelly Duncan, and we'll get to his sound in a little bit. But
okay. The
team, he mentioned the team, but I mean, everyone who's a Yankees fan or even just a Major League Baseball fan knows the name. Jason Dominguez played all last year up at the Yankees. They sent him down to AAA because they want to get him at bats.
Right.
Spencer Jones, another fabulous outfielder who came on the scene last year with the Rail Riders, hit over 40 home runs, I think, between AA and AAA.
Mm-hmm.
We thought he might make the team for the Major League team. He did not. He's back.
Okay.
Eduardo Cabrera, he's been with the Yankees for the last 2 years playing up there, so he's back. And then the pitching staff has Luis Gil, who was on the staff last year, Rodriguez, who was on the staff last year.
Right.
And it's just a loaded team with Major League Baseball players.
Okay.
So what that means, I think, you better go see him early. I don't know if all of them will be with the Rail Riders all year long. One, injuries with the Yankees.
Right.
Two, trades.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens with Garrett Cole coming back with the Yankees and some other people. You never know. Somebody could get hurt in the outfield. Stanton always gets hurt with the Yankees. So Jason Dominguez will be the first one up.
Okay.
If called up, Spencer after that. So you, if you want to see the Yankees, you got to bundle up in April and May maybe and go see them.
Let's hear from Coach Shelly Duncan.
In all the four, in the other 3 years, usually you get mid-July, mid-June when you get those really good prospects that come up, and those guys that have been here all year that are in a groove or hitting, and usually get into some stretches where you got a really good team. And right now we're starting with a really good team, and I look forward to like Oswaldo. You know, he hasn't played in a year, but he's been in the big leagues for a while, and he's the experience he has, and you know, we get to see him have every day at bats for the first time in a long time. Jason and Spencer, those guys are fun as can be to watch. Ernesto Martinez is a guy like full of talent, and it's gonna be fun to see that stuff click. And you go down the order, we got some veterans, we got two veteran catchers, we got some really smart infielders. We got Max Schumann over from the A's. Who can play all kinds of positions. He's an excellent hitter. Seth Brown, who has had success everywhere he's been. That guy's, you know, a monster at the plate. So just all around, it's some pretty good talent.
All right, so Coach Duncan in his fourth year. Who gets the start today, Bob?
Believe it or not, with all those pitchers I named, Brandon Beck. Now, he's interesting because he pitched in AA, real good pitcher, but he pitched for Great Britain in the World Baseball Classic, him and his brother, his mom and her family are from Great Britain, Wales specifically, and he actually pitched 4 innings for Great Britain against Brazil this year. He will get the start at 105 for the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders.
Excellent. So if you would like to go to Buffalo, by all means,
no, I'm good.
Okay.
And then let's mention Jake McCarthy.
Okay, yes.
Scranton's Jake McCarthy got traded to Colorado in January.
Yes.
He had a fabulous spring training. He had over 320, eight RBIs. He made the team.
Okay. Let's talk about another Scranton native.
Why don't we?
I don't think anybody was surprised that Jerry Merrick got the job.
No. I think how quickly maybe I was surprised.
Okay.
Last Saturday, it came down really quickly that they were finalizing a deal. But I think after what Sienna did in the tournament, and then what he did to Sienna in the last 2 years, making them relevant, really helped them. And there was a lot of pressure on the Syracuse administration to bring Jerry back and kind of be the savior, because Syracuse has not made the NCAA tournament in I don't know how many years.
Okay.
So they're going to have an introductory press conference on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not just a press conference. You've been to press conferences, right?
I have.
This is a celebration of Jerry coming back.
Okay.
It's going to be held in the Barnes, up near the Barnes Center, for people that are familiar with Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited the student body.
Okay.
Including my son, who goes next door to ESF. All right. But so he's going to go over. It's a celebration. And then there's a press conference.
Okay.
And there's a lot of pressure on him. And I'm going to ask Jerry if he feels that pressure. Because last time he walked in the door, mm-hmm. at Syracuse, in the dome, one as a player. We led him to a national championship.
Right.
Two as an assistant coach under Jim Boeheim. Had some success in the Big East before the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
Now he walks in the door as the man. Yeah. He is the man.
Yeah.
Now, I talked to some local people the other day during the week when it was announced. They're all excited. Everybody's getting season tickets. So they have this pressure. But Jerry's a confident guy.
Okay. You know, I know it's not really our focus here, but what happens next for Siena?
Well, Siena actually has a guy that was on Jerry's staff who's kind of lined up.
Okay.
I forget his name.
Okay.
But he's probably going to line up right into that. I think with Siena and the name they have, they'll bring in a good coach.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, I think some of the players that Siena had, Gavin Doughty specifically, and a couple other guys may transfer to Syracuse. They're that good.
Okay.
Play with Syracuse. But Syracuse had a young roster.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the guys probably that Jerry recruited or tried to recruit when he was there a few years ago. So what's it going to be in the first year under Syracuse and Jerry McNamara in the dome? I can tell you what, it's going to be loud. And it's going to be crowded.
Okay.
And there's going to be a lot of people from the Scranton area and northeastern Pennsylvania.
As it was 20 years ago.
It's almost deja vu.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
But then we'll see.
Okay. Bob, before we wrap up, how are the Penguins doing?
The Penguins clinched a playoff spot. That playoff spot in the Atlantic Division is, right now it's second. That means a bye.
Okay.
They have about 5 or 6 games left. That's really April 18th. They're done.
Okay.
Cross your fingers to get that second seed and get a bye. But we'll have more on them. We'll have more on Jerry and the Rail Riders next week.
Okay. Thanks, folks. We will see you next week.